The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
One confession here inside the Dana Cortez Show is a time you get to call in and confess anything you want. You get one call, 1 minute, no judgment, 833-DANA-SHOW. Go ahead, ma'am, with your confession.
Okay, I have to say I'm like a little bit embarrassed about my confession, but I kind of just want to get everybody's like opinion about this guy I just started dating.
Okay, what is it? What's the confession?
Okay, I didn't want to go out with this guy like at first, but I got to know him, and it was like we finally agreed, and we went out, and it was like a great date. Like, it was a really good date, but it still feels like there's one little problem.
What's the problem?
What is it?
This is so stupid. It's embarrassing. I'm sorry even saying it. He's like short. He's like 2 inches shorter than me, and it's like, I don't know why it bothers me.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you a couple questions before. First question, is he a nice person? Second question, yeah. Does he have a good job? Is he financially secure? I mean.
Yeah, he's great. Like, it's literally the only problem. He's good looking. He makes a good living. But, like, he's shorter enough than me that, like, when we go out, people are like, look at us. They're, like, clock our relationship. And I don't normally care what other people think, but it is, like, dating's hard enough, and now people are looking, and I just, like, I don't know.
So you want to break things off before they even get started with this great guy because he's short?
That's... No, I don't. No, that's why it's embarrassing. I don't know. I'm not saying that, but I just, like, I don't know. Do you guys have an opinion on it? Have you ever been in this situation? I just want to know, like, I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on it, I guess.
We got to open the phone lines up for this. We said we wouldn't judge, but this is a little shallow.
I don't want to judge her, but can I just, I kind of throw one thing out at you. Are we talking like 5'2", 5'3"?
Yeah, how tall is short?
I'm like 5'7", so he's probably like, yeah, he's probably like 5'5", maybe 5'6".
I mean, he's not that short.
Damn, dog, so she's taller than him before heels.
Yes.
That's funny looking, dog.
My friend George only dates women 6 feet and above. I've been friends with him my entire life. He's probably about 5'9", and he only dates really, really tall women.
Well, 5'9 is not like little, dude.
Yeah, but when you have a woman that's 6 foot in high heels, she looks like Gigantor versus him.
And not just that. We're not talking about the fact that he's not incredibly tall. We're talking about the fact that the women he's dating are taller than him. So question automatic Anthony A before we open the phone lines, because this woman isn't asking for judgment. She's asking for an opinion. Have you ever dated a woman who's taller than you? Now, Otto, you 6 foot.
No, I got a thing for little Hispanic women. That's why I got you.
Anthony A, 5'11"?
I am 5'11".
Okay,
now,
so
on a good day.
On a good day, yeah.
Have you dated women taller than you? That's a stretch.
Of course, yes.
You've dated women 6 feet and above?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've never witnessed it.
Did you have the climber?
Huh? Yep, all the fun stuff above, dude. It's everything you imagined it would be. A lot more leggage and stuff like that, so it's great.
So why do you not date those women now? Because the girl you're currently seeing is itty-bitty like me. She's a fun size.
Mm-hmm. Just the way it played out. It had nothing to do with, like, when I was dating her, it had nothing to do with her height. It doesn't determine if I'm going to be with you for a long time or not. But for me, it does feel a little goofy when you go to like a formal gathering or something like that and she's wearing heels and then her rear end is like right at your chest. You know, so that always feels a little weird, dude, when she's throwing it back at your neck.
Ladies, are you comfortable dating a man that's shorter than you? And also, guys, how do you feel about dating a woman who's taller than you? And why is it that women look for men bigger than they are? I think you're going to be surprised by this answer. I'll tell you when we come back. Plus, got your phone calls on. It's What Confession?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Asking for your opinions is One Confession here on a Dana Cortez Show. Because first confession out the gate, this woman is uncomfortable with a man she's seeing. Listen to this.
This is so stupid. It's embarrassing. I'm sorry even saying it. He's like short. He's like 2 inches shorter than me. And it's like, I don't know why it bothers me.
Well, according to science, there's actually a reason. Before I reveal that, we have our good friend Gabby on the line. Now, look, I know that you're taller than me, but how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
I knew you were tall. How do you feel about dating a man shorter than you? 2 inches. 5'5", 5'4".
A couple inches is fine. More than that, like a whole head, like my whole head, probably not, you know?
You don't want to carry him over the threshold, girl?
Is that shallow?
A little bit. It's a little shallow.
Shallow end is only where he can go. That's the pool.
Anthony, you're supposed to be on a man's side. Well, why do you think that it's uncomfortable for you to date someone shorter than you?
I don't know. I think it's just a matter of when you're walking and like the kissing and all, you know, it's like you have to lean down. I don't know. Is that weird?
Women want a protector. They want a man that's bigger than them that they feel like can protect them.
It doesn't matter if he could be shorter than me and stronger than me, but even like, this is a lot. Even like sexy time would be odd for me. I'm only 5'1¾".
Well, yeah, for a man to be smaller than you, he would.
That's a little person.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's 4'11" and under is a little person.
So that's a little person.
Whatever.
Dude, you and your little husband could have like a different house.
We're not going to talk about me and my little husband.
I hope not. I mean, your big husband's here.
So it's a definite maybe, but probably no for you.
Yeah.
Gabby's a good woman, so automatically she feels guilty about not wanting to date this hypothetical short man that doesn't even exist. I have dated short men, never shorter than me, because like you said, that'd be difficult, right, for me to find someone who's
shorter
than
me. Wasn't your first husband, your 15-year-old husband, wasn't he really short?
First of all, DJ Automatic, yes, I was married when I was 15. Yeah, he like 5'4", 5'5". Damn. But he's still taller than me.
No wonder Kirsten's so short.
Yeah, my oldest daughter is tiny. She's 4'11¾". She's always like, Mom, I didn't even make it to 5 feet.
She's like 4'9".
My friend
No, she's
Frank.
Not. Oh, she's going to be mad at you because that's not true. She's 4'11¾".
My friend Frank might be 5'5", but he steadily pulls too. So like,
is he really that short? I know Frank. Oh,
Frank's,
are you sure?
Yeah, he's no taller than 5'5".
What it is because he has a lot of confidence, so he seems bigger.
And he's fully employed.
Yeah, he's employed by the New York Giants.
Exactly.
Women automatically assume he's making that football money.
Yeah, to quote the great Big Sean, when you can sit on your money and it's 6 feet high, that's a great thing.
There
makes
you
up
go.
For the height.
All right. So according to science, the reason we women seek a man who's taller, not necessarily tall, but taller than ourselves, is it's all ingrained in our DNA. Evolutionarily speaking, a woman thinks that a man is stronger and better able to ward off physical threats to the family if he's bigger than we are. So it's in the DNA.
It's exactly what I said. They just want a big man because they feel like they can be protected by that man. That's it.
All right, ladies, but let's talk about today. Not back in cave people time. There's no animals coming after our family. If you find a good man, hold on to him. It doesn't matter how tall he is. It matters the way he treats you.
If he's 5'5", you can hold on to him and put him in your purse.
Stop! Do you care how tall your man is? This conversation's continuing on social media. We got a TikTok page, Dana Cortez Show. Same on Facebook and Instagram at Dana Cortez. Go comment now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, this Oregon thief stole a car. He takes off and he realizes there's a 4-year-old in the back seat. So what does he do? He turns around, he takes the car back, and then chastises the mother for leaving her son in the car. We have a socially conscious thief, people. WTF story, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. How this whole incident went down is that the woman went into a grocery store thinking, oh, we're like 10, 15 feet away. My kid's going to be okay. Left the car running. Air on, whatever, you know. And a man, of course, opens the car door and takes off. A store employee ended up telling the woman, hey, is that your car? As it was driving off in a parking lot.
I don't know if this is a reflection of a thief with decent morals or a mom with bad habits or that the police are very slow. All three of the things are happening in this situation.
Why are the police slow?
Because the dude was able to drive off, steal the car, and come back and lecture her about the baby? Before the cops even arrived? Like, come on, dog. What's going on? This is an officer.
No wonder they're protesting in Oregon.
The audacity of that man to actually think he could lecture somebody after stealing something.
Oh, okay, Automatic, listen to what happens. He pulls up. He screams at the woman, I can't believe you would leave your child in an unattended car. That's illegal. I'm going to call the police and tell on you. Hands her the kid, gets back in her car, and takes off. Luckily, the vehicle was found a few hours later in Portland. Police are still searching for the thief. The description is he's between 20 or 30. dark brown or black braided hair, and a multicolored face mask.
Oh, with that vague description, I'll probably have a better chance finding the kid's dad.
That's today's WTF. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, DJ Automatic sent me a story about a man who's being threatened by his ex-girlfriend. I thought we have to talk about this. What guys think here on the Dana Cortez Show? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm not a sports person, as we all know. My sports reports tend to lack. But Kelly Oubre from Golden State Warriors, right?
Yeah, he used to play for the Phoenix Suns. He got traded to the Warriors this year.
Well, apparently his ex is trying to extort him for nearly $3 million. And that's not just the end of it. So he started to take screenshots because she said, I am going to tell everybody blah, blah, blah. Basically make up stories that could harm him publicly unless he gave her money. Now, part of this lawsuit that he's filed, the man has filed a lawsuit against this woman, reveals she stole his dogs, slashed his tires, and refused to leave the home he was renting in Beverly Hills. So it's beyond just, hey, I miss you, honey. I don't want to get broken up with. She sounds like a dangerous person.
Oof, I've never been so happy to be poor.
I mean, imagine thinking a woman could get $3 million out of you. That's crazy.
Slash my tires. It's cool. I drive a Fiat.
I'll buy another one for 20 cents. Put that Hot Wheels one on.
I know, dude. Like plastic. Joke's on you.
So the woman's name is Makena LaDuff. And now the tables have turned because he took all the screenshots. Like I said, he documented everything and he is taking her to court. And I think he wants to file charges against her.
Rightfully so.
It's dangerous when you have someone in your life that you don't want to be with anymore and they refuse to let it go. But we've all experienced that. I've had some crazy separations.
I've been that. What, I've been the crazy ex before.
What happened?
You were trying to extort $3 million?
No, I wasn't trying to do that, but I wasn't ready to let the relationship.
I wouldn't have let Anthony A. leave a woman that could give him $3 million. We would all suffer through that. All right, go ahead.
I wasn't ready to leave the situation yet, and I thought what she was doing was sketch. She was a photographer at a department store. Let's just say it's called KC Nichols.
Okay, all right.
Not like the other one, but that's where she worked. And so I remember in my craziness, I ordered coffee for her and her coworkers because I knew what they all liked. And we were already basically broken up at this point. And then I popped up and delivered the coffee to her and all her coworkers.
As her ex?
As her ex. And her coworkers were like, oh my God, we love him. This is great. And in the back, she was just
furious.
Like, I hate you. I cannot believe you're pulling up on me like this.
So mad. And then at that moment, I was like, you're being crazy.
Did she drink the coffee?
I don't know.
Did you ever talk to her again after that?
I talked to her again after that. And then I had to apologize for that. And her coworkers were happy, so.
Did you smash any of the coworkers?
No.
No.
I thought that was a given.
That is not a given. Because he was in love with her, you pig. That's something you would think.
Yeah, dude.
I thought that was what he was trying to set up the whole time.
Married. All right. Everybody has a crazy ex story, or maybe you were the crazy ex, like Anthony A. just admitted. I can't believe you pulled up at your ex's place of business. That's spooky.
It was. It was not good.
Tell us your story now. 833 Dana Show.
Dana, do you want to talk about my crazy ex that wouldn't leave you alone?
Oh.
Is she listening? Yeah, I don't mind sharing a story. So I'll share that when we come back. Plus, I'll give you the steps you need to take if one of your exes is harassing you. Your phone calls and all of the above when What Guys Think returns next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
NBA player Kelly Oubre has filed a lawsuit against his ex for extorting him for $3 million. He also claims she slashed his tires, refused to leave a home he was renting in Beverly Hills, and stole his two dogs. What guys think here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. We're talking about crazy exes. I have had an experience with DJ Automatic's crazy ex. I don't know if she was crazy.
She was crazy.
I don't like that word, though, right? I don't want to stigmatize crazy people.
Maybe we could go with passionate.
Passionate. She was overly passionate.
There it is. Ooh, overly passionate.
Overly passionate. She would show up at his events, emails, messages on social media.
Basically, she would just get drunk and act crazy.
So you say Automatic, but
overly
Dana,
passionate.
If, you know, somebody's sending replies and stuff like that, somebody on the other end might have been sending messages back to her. Was that happening?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh!
That was. What? DJ Automatic is a big boy. I'm not going to tell him what to do. or how to deal with an ex. So you, he had to learn
Let's clarify.
You're still talking to her. That's what she was passionate.
No. Let's clarify. I was already married to Dana. I was trying to be very nice to this woman and try, because I felt bad for her. I'm not going to lie. I felt bad because I just dumped her and she just wouldn't take the hint. And not even take the hint. I told her outright, I don't want to be with you. And then she tried to show up. I lived in another city at that time.
Does this sound like a big excuse? Like, yeah. You guys just rolling? Like, this is a past, but what we're talking about is a crazy ex. You finally had to put your foot down
and tell her to leave me the F alone. Then she showed up another night I was DJing and she tried to fight Dana with her sister.
So her sister and her tried to jump in Dana?
Yes.
Whoa.
Dana,
so it didn't have anything to do with me.
It has everything to do with you.
It has everything to do with you. But because you were responding.
This is literally like 4 or 5 years later when she's trying to fight. I never responded. No, there were years that I didn't respond. I years where I never said anything to her. Yes, it was.
I got a serious question on Meg. Do you go home every night and just thank God that luckily you knocked up Dana and not her?
Well, it depends what day you ask me that.
I hate you right now.
I'm trying to set you up. Easy money, dude.
I almost
Easy money.
At
let's
you.
Talk. Let's talk about other people.
That was a joke. Of course, I'm That's way happier to be with
Dana. You love, dude.
I married you.
Because I got knocked up. And we just established.
Come on.
I'm just going to be quiet from here on out.
You should.
Shouldn't be right.
We have a mutual friend who went through this. The Crisco Kid had a crazy ex as well. Did she ever threaten your life?
No. She never did that. Bust a window out of the car.
She busted a window out of your car? Which window?
The back window. Yeah.
See, that's not even near you. Why are you acting like that's a big deal?
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding. That's a big deal. That's scary.
Did she shoot it out or did she bust it with like the butt of her pistol?
Her hand.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, nice, dude.
No wonder you're afraid of her. It's not funny. That's like dangerous. I'm laughing, but.
For the her or the window?
For both.
Automatic has all the vision. He's like a storage bank in there.
That was the only thing that ever happened.
Are you trying to say that when she pulled a gun
what?
And threatened everybody in the parking lot and started shooting in the air?
That's the incident I was talking about.
What? She pulled a gun out in a parking lot and just started threatening people?
Not any gun. A pink Beretta.
Lord.
And that's when I told Crisco, you need to stay as far away from this woman as you possibly can. I don't care if she's your street credibility or not. She's going to kill you.
Okay, how did you get rid of her?
I moved.
All right, so that's one way to deal with a crazy ex moving, but it might not always be the easiest way. So number one, you got to make clear the relationship is over. Anthony A., your questions to DJ Automatic were right on point. If you continue to have a conversation, whether it's because you feel sorry for that person, you're giving them hope.
Dude, not only should you be thankful for Dana Automatic, you should be thankful for friends like me. Like your other buddy here, Crisco. No wonder you guys get caught up. Can't break up with women, right? Funny they're the same, huh?
Number two, like we said earlier, your ex would send you messages on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. You got to block them. And all their spies on social media, too. You got to block them.
I'll block
them. And then next, understand the difference between love and obsession. Like when Anthony admitted showing up to his ex's job to take her gifts, a coffee, whatever it may be, in her mind, she's like, what you doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, like...
Do you feel like you were obsessed at that point?
Yeah, for sure, dude. I felt out of body when I was giving the coffee to her. I was like
what am I doing?
You look like a loser. That's literally how I felt.
And finally, if things do get serious, like Crisco just said, where there's guns and windows being busted... Get them screenshots, take that video, and call the law because it could go to the next level. We're sitting here laughing and stuff, but that kind of behavior deserves a restraining order. All right, we continue in this conversation on social media. How did you deal with your crazy ex, or were you the crazy ex? At Dana Cortez, Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. Check in with us. We'll be right back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
WTF story, obviously weird, right? Makes you go, what the... But this one is one of the strangest I've ever heard, ever. A man has been arrested for living in the airport for 3 months. Months! It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. Is this a Tom Hanks movie?
It is. I've never seen that one. All right, so here's how news is covering this crazy story.
This 36-year-old man boarded a flight to Chicago from Los Angeles, as you mentioned. When the plane landed here, everyone got off the plane. Everyone left the airport except for Mr. Adija Singh, who for 88 nights, he lived, he slept, and he ate in Terminal 2 at O'Hare.
What newscaster man is failing to mention is that he was in a highly secured area where a badge is required to move around freely.
Oh.
He stole the main supervisor's credentials.
Okay, so I get how you got access to certain parts of the airport, but like, where was he hanging out at? Like, what?
He probably made a little bed. You never worked somewhere where they had like a little bed in the back,
yeah,
so you could take a little power nap?
You sleep in there 88 days. I'm going to notice. I need a nap too, sir.
Did you work at brothels?
I worked at the Santa Fe Opera House. They had a little bed in the back.
Okay, now not 88 nights, obviously, but have you ever been forced to spend the night at an airport?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Why?
I was drunk beyond my mind. McCarran Airport, 2014.
Oh, Vegas. I've slept on that floor a few times.
Slept there for 18 hours. Well, I was in there for 18 hours.
There was an entire year where I spent every single Friday night. I would get off the club at 3 a.m., I would go directly to the airport because there was a direct flight at 6 a.m. to the next club I was going to DJ.
So you just sleep on the ground at the airport?
I would sleep on the ground. I wish that guy would have been there. He could have been my little spoon. It's cold in the airport.
All right, back and forth with Dana Cortez Show coming up next. That's today's WTF.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I felt so good when Anthony A. came to me today and he's like, man, at SOS Sick and Single, Dana, I want to talk about teaching people to love themselves. Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Especially now.
Yeah, dude.
We kind of need this.
What do you mean, love yourself?
Automatic, 2020 was a harsh year for a lot of people. A lot of people lost a lot of things. Jobs, family members, loved ones.
A chance to go out and meet somebody, a significant other.
Dang, talk about it, Dana.
I thought you were talking about, like, loving yourself.
No, oh my God.
Of course you would.
Of course.
Well, if you're not talking about that, then this is kind of
boring.
Well,
Automatic, we're talking, you know what? That can go into the plan.
If you think it's boring because you got me, and I have you, and we're together all the time, but there's people that are listening that aren't.
And Automatic, I feel like you're kind of a serial monogamous person.
I am.
Oh, for reason.
I've always had a relationship, like fourth grade, and my whole life I've been in a relationship.
His fourth grade girlfriend and he are still friends.
Shout out, Jackie B.
I love her. My
homies for life.
She sends me messages. She says that she still hangs the Christmas ornament that Automatic made for her in fourth grade.
As you guys might have heard earlier, I make a lasting impression on women.
Did you get Dana like a little snow globe too?
I know I got a real globe.
Okay,
a world
okay,
globe. Okay.
Well, for those of us who don't have a sweetheart of DJ Automatic in our life, and maybe you wake up every day to the cold sound of your iPhone alarm clock and your dog barking because you got to go outside.
Sounds personal right there.
If you're lonely, turn your radio up.
I got three ways to practice self-love
in 2021. Well, give me one now so I can grade your self-love
category. This is going to be deeper than a mindset, Dana. You got to kick off every day by understanding that how you start your day is how you're going to start the rest of your life going forward.
Give me an example.
Give me an example. You want to start off on a positive thing, Automatic. You're a DJ, right? You want to get in there. Maybe you want to up your skills a little bit, mix in how to transition a little bit better, something like that. You wake up
every
morning.
I don't have a problem with that.
Oh,
what are you trying to say?
God.
Maybe you want to practice being humble.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Be humble.
So you give your wife a compliment every day. That says it going forward.
I do that in the morning all the time.
Oh, no, you squirted me with water and tripped me this morning. That is not what happened.
It keeps things exciting, Dana.
Oh, keeps things wet.
You know what?
And not the way I want to be. Self-love. That's what we're discussing right now. SOS Sick is Single. I know that sometimes it seems hopeless, like you're not going to find somebody, but I promise you, love yourself and love will come. Two more self-love tips when the Dana Cortez Show returns.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In order to find real love, you must practice self-love first. Hey, SOS Sick is Single here inside the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, my love, and Anthony A., our BFF. All right, so first you said you got to start your day off. It's how you start the rest of your life. Positivity.
Yes, dude. How you is kick off right? your day in the morning is how you can kick off the rest of your life going forward.
Choose your mood wisely. All right, what's the second thing?
Automatic. Choose your mood, bro. As a person who works with you every morning, choose your mood.
Thank you. Better. I got to live with it.
The next one is what you do every single day has a power over your life. We're talking about the habits you pick up and the things you do.
Preach on this one.
Man, for me, I am trying to get into the better habit of doing push-ups every single day.
So what we did is we get up now at, you know, Dana gets up at like 4:15 in the morning. I get up at 5 and we work out now every single morning. And
Two days.
Feel better about myself. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I feel like my man boobs falling right off.
I love that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. The last and final tip to remember before you wake up to practice the best self-love and self-care for 2021 is remember that this is the youngest you will ever be.
Today is the youngest you will ever be. Be happy.
Don't.
Be excited.
If you want something, go after it. Don't wait.
Oh, let's go.
Look, you're changing your mood. See?
It's automatic.
Yeah. Hey, I live by certain principles. I might not practice them all the time, but I live by certain principles.
It is, dude. Go to the bathroom. Give yourself some self-love.
Self-love tips. I'm hoping that you practice these because I can just feel you're going to find your special someone this year. We're throwing the tips up via our social media. Follow us on Facebook and TikTok, Dana Cortez Show. Instagram at Dana Cortez. I'm posting it on my story right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The New York Mets have just fired their general manager after he's only been working for 37 days because he was sending unsolicited photos to a female reporter. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Before we even talk about the story, I know exactly what this woman had to go through. I have to keep my Snapchat on private. I don't accept messages from anybody on Instagram that I don't know. Because if not, it's like a hot dog fest. Nobody asked for these photos. So this is the story. Jared Porter, the now fired GM of the Mets, he sent 62 unsolicited messages along with meat pics in between to one female reporter in 2016.
Dude,
62 text messages unanswered. The consistency that man shows, that's the reason why he got the GM job.
And that's also why he lost the GM job.
Bro.
Okay, so team president of the Mets, Sandy Alderson, says that it was a serious error in judgment that led them to hire this
don't think.
No, misjudging a pitch is a serious error in judgment. Sending 67 photos, that's just, you're a creep,
62. Don't add five on, Anthony, okay? Hey, so have you guys ever been fired? Oh, I got fired one time because I was working at a credit union, money involved, and I couldn't afford glasses, so I couldn't see, and I was making errors.
You're giving away free money?
No, I was keeping their money, and nobody even complained about it.
Oh, my God. How does your fire story is a poor story that's wrapped in one,
Dana? I can't help it.
Every time, you always turn into a poor.
That was my life.
I got let go from my job. I was a summer camp advisor, and I was working there for the whole summer up until we took the end of the year horseback riding field trip. Now, on the way up there, we were on the bus, and me and my friend Joey, who was also an advisor too, we're sitting there in the back, and there's always a little kid named Jaime, who was a little bit of a bully. And Jaime picked on the wrong one.
Jaime was pushing the wrong kid, the kids around.
I'll never forget. Little Aaron turned around and just gave him a little doop-doop. And I act like I didn't see it.
Oh!
You got
let
fired.
Little street justice go that way.
I was for it, dude. I was for it. And then right when we get to the little ranch, my boss pulls me to the side. He goes, hey, I'm going to have to be with you now when you're with the kids. So
did they let you go?
Like, that was my last day.
I would have given you a promotion. Back with more on the Dana Cortez Show right after this. That's today's WTF story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever wondered how tall your favorite rapper is? Plenty of them are on the short side. We got five of the top little rappers in hip hop right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you missed it earlier during our Girl Talk segment, we actually had a girl write into Dana and say she couldn't date this dude because of his height.
Yeah.
And we got to talking, right, about just how men can make up for that height. And that got us to talking about the Big Sean lyric where he talks about if he used to sit on his money or his, he would be 6 feet tall. Now, that, I think the money, you know, you can make a girl laugh. You could a lot of other things make up for the height.
Yeah, well, I mean, Big Sean is not big. I've met Big Sean a few times, and Big Sean's, what is he, 5'4"?
Big Sean is 5'8".
He's 5'8"?
5'8", dude. Now,
like, maybe it's because he's really thin.
Here's the kicker. Lil Nas X is 6'2".
What?
That's
he's the biggest little.
So that got us, of course, to talking about how the majority of hip-hop artists are little. Kanye West, 5'8". He seems tall. Eminem, 5'8". He seems tall. But
how tall is Lil Uzi Vert? He's probably about 5'6".
Before we get to that, Automatic, because he makes the list of top five rappers under 5'6". All right? We'll start off with the other one right here. Standing at 5 foot tall, 5 inches, none other than Lil Weezy F Baby, Lil Wayne, 5'6", first rapper on our list of tall, or first rapper on our list of short little rappers under 5'6".
Yes, sir. I met Lil Wayne a long time ago, and he is a very small individual.
Damn.
All right. Great rapper, though.
Yeah, right.
Next, we have the one rapper repping Compton the best, I believe, Kendrick Lamar, standing at 5'6".
That might be a stretch. I was thinking Kendrick was going to come in about a 5'4".
All right, now this next artist, hailing from Atlanta, part of quite arguably the greatest hit group in the history of hip-hop, from Outkast, Big Boy, standing at 5'6".
I thought he was taller than that. I thought he was at least 5'8", 5'9". Maybe he just holds himself.
We need a big in hip-hop who's actually big. That's what we need in hip-hop, all right? Now, our last two artists on this list, Automatic talked about him earlier. Lil Uzi Vert, standing at 5'4".
Yeah, he's a little dude.
Little dude. I love when he does a little shoulder shrug, dude. And a little tidbit out there, surprisingly, Too Short is actually a little bit tall. He's 5'7".
Oh.
But the smallest, greatest rapper in the history of hip-hop, God rest his soul, rest in power, the king, Eazy-E.
How tall was Eazy-E?
5'3".
Oh, he was little too. And with a lot of attitude. Do you think being short makes you a better rapper? Because you have like this fire inside of you that you want to prove things?
And earlier, Dana was saying that women like taller men because it makes them feel protected. I would feel safe as hell with Eazy-E having my back. Let us know your favorite little rapper at AnthonyA400, at DJ Automatic.
Hey! The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.